25th of March, 2007. I'm Matthew Curtis.
I'm Kim Fim.
And I'm Aaron Rees.
And this is the Underline Podcast. Thank you for listening. This is episode one, and this is what's coming up.
And on today's show, we've got news and reviews, Spider-Time, Scientist of the Week, Skip-Bit, Yayan's Fictional People Who Have Problems, Nick's Done It Again, and Office Appliances.
Thanks, Finn. But first, Yayan.
What do you want?
Do you have anything to say?
No. What? What? What?
Possibly hello, maybe, Yayan?
Hello.
That was great, Yayan. Finn, I believe you have something to say about the movie...
Wild Hog.
Wild Hog, thank you.
It's a movie that's coming out on the 30th of March, if you haven't seen it on the TV adverts. It stars John Travolta, which has also been in other films. 30th of March, which is in fact my birthday, a Friday next week, I believe. Yeah, looks a very good film. So yeah, I think you should see it, Matt.
I think I shouldn't. What do you say to that, Finn?
Your choice.
Thank you. I thought you were going to beat me.
No.
It's in my house. You don't beat me in my house.
Well, I would.
But don't.
Okay.
Okay. Yann's falling asleep, so we'll do something more interesting. What do we have? What do we have? News and reviews. Whoa. I just exploded my mouse. Oh, here we are. Any reviews?
Well, I've done mine.
Of what?
Anything.
I don't know. I haven't eaten anything all day.
And now Office Appliances.
And Matt dragged me down to this podcast and I just want to go home and eat. I'm kidding, I like it.
Alright, I'll go and get you like a Rocky bar now.
and then I'll just take over for Matt.
No.
No, while you're gone.
Okay, we have a choice today. We have a carton, a rubber band. We have a carton, a paper clip. This isn't a carton, it's like a box. Yeah, a box of paper clips and a box of rubber band.
We got a printer.
And a big staple thingy.
You got stapled.
No. Cool. Okay, let's go for the paper clip.
Alright.
Okay, this box of paper clips.
Who made it?
Stockwell.
Oh.
Office.
Mr. Stockwell.
Well, Stockwell.
We make paperclips.
Well, Stockwell, if you're listening, then we're proud of you. We're very proud of you.
Yeah, these paperclips are genuine. Pearl, gold, sapphire.
Very, very good quality paperclips. Stockwell.
Some of them are purple.
If only that were true, Yayan, but it's not.
They're pink.
The only thing you're saying is wrong, for God's sake. we have a variety of colours. We have black, we have white, we have red, we have pink, we have blue, we have green, we have pink, we have blue, we have green, we have pink, we have blue, we have black, we have blue, we have green, we have blue.
Next is Spider-Time.
Spiders everywhere, on the floor, in the sky, in the bin. Spiders. That's great, Finn. Oh, wait, hold on, I just got an answer message.
Main menu. To listen to your messages, press 1. First.
Oh God, terrible! I think I will call the man. Send me.
I think I'll save it.
Your message will be saved for 7 days.
Forever. There's no way of deleting it, you stupid fool. Okay, we have to choose a spider now for spider time.
I like the camel spider.
No, I like the brown widow spider.
Okay.
Is that actually a spider?
No.
Yeah.
It's
a flower,
isn't
it?
No.
No, there it is.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I see.
Yeah,
It's a very strange picture. Okay, you guys take this while I'll talk to Johnny on MSN.
Okay. Hold on.
Sorry, the message was just blocking the whole
brown widow spider is commonly known as the grey widow,
or the
geometric button spider.
Cool.
It is one of the widow spiders in the genus. I can't really say that word. Shut up. As such, it is a cousin to the more famous black widow spider.
Oh, I know them.
Really?
Yeah, actually, I do.
Nice. The brown widow spider.
I have one in my pocket.
The brown widow spider is found in parts of.
I am a geographic spider thingy.
Shut up, Matt. And it is found in parts of southern United States, including Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, and Texas, as well as in parts of Australia and South Africa.
Oh no! It broke in half.
It was recently discovered across the Gulf. Across the Gulf Coast of the state of Mississippi.
I'll check the other pocket.
The origin of the species is uncertain, as specimens were independently discovered in both Africa and Americas. That's all for spider time, so have a good time with spiders.
Finn just did a very strange dance.
I did.
Okay, do you want to go straight on to Scientist of the Week?
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
as we did last week, we did Salmon Abraham Waxman.
Oh, yeah, he was cool.
The guy who did
he made orgasms.
No, organisms into soil. Oh. I think it was a soilologist. No, something like that.
Soily man.
Herbert Half to swim.
No, I
want
to do Herbert Humphrey.
Okay. And Jain is going to do Science of the Week tonight.
He looks like some sort of president. Oh, yeah, he was a president.
Oh, cool.
He was the 38th vice president. Oh, he's a vice president. That's like a Al Gore. What a gay guy.
Anyway, Hubert Horator Humphrey Jr. or something was born in May 27, 1911, and died January 13, 1978. That's a shame. He was the 38th Vice President of the United States, serving under President Lyndon Johnson. Humphrey twice.
I've actually heard of him. Do you want to have a look at him?
Yeah,
that's... Whoa, he's hot.
Nat!
Who?
No.
I think he's still alive.
No, he's dead. Oh. He's a bit... Okay, Matt,
he looks like a faggot.
Matt, come on. Let's just stop laughing at him. Like,
hello!
What is that guy you're staring at? He just looks like he's... Yeah.
There's a woman taking the top... taking her top off.
Is that all for Scientists of the Week, or...?
These cardboard jeans don't hold my head.
Yes, that's all for...
Oh, I can't say it. This is a clean podcast. Anyway, yeah, do you want to go back to the scientist?
Yes. What did he actually do? I actually don't know. Humphrey twice served as a United States Senator from Minnesota and served as Democratic Majority Whip.
Whip.
So what?
Whipped the majority.
No, they used him as a whip.
Eat Herbert Humphrey, you fool!
Thank you, Herbert. With pleasure.
Did he invent anything or discover anything? Because I wasn't listening.
It doesn't actually say so. It just goes on about his politic career.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, what a scientist.
Yeah, Null.
Apparently it's just all about him and fighting some...
And it's all about you, like, about you, what I like about... Yeah, that's all for Scientist of the Week, thank you.
He's a soldier.
What I like about you.
Thanks, Matt. And now for Yayan's fictional people who have problems. Yayan?
Thanks a lot, Finn. Today we've received a message, from my mind. It's a guy called David. He's a teacher. He has two broken ribs. A broken rib and two broken ankles.
He look funny when he's walking with his shopping
he's,
bag.
He's 61 years old, and he has difficulties telling his parents, you know, to come out of the closet. You know,
because they're dead.
Oh.
And it's really sad because not only is that really bad because every part in their parents' bodies are broken. They're all disabled and
because they're dead.
No, they're not. They're not dead, Matt.
What? they're not dead.
And really, really sadly is that his and the saddest part is that his pet. What was it? Gopher. That's it.
Gopher.
I'm sorry. The saddest part is that his gopher has been abducted and sent into space.
Oh.
And he's
been held up for ransom.
And he's
we got the letter right here. So if you ever want to see your gopher again,
please send me an unseen version of Star Wars, The Phantom Menace. But we don't have one, so...
It's go for its history!
But that may have been the saddest part, but actually, no, the real saddest part is that he doesn't exist. Thank you, I'm Aaron Reese.
Okay, that's all of Yarn's fictional people. Now on to Nick's Done It Again.
Nick has done it again.
Nick.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Nick's done it again.
He's done it again.
Nick's done it again.
Nick's done it again. So, you guys, what has Nickelodeon, the TV show, done?
It's not a TV show, it's a program. But anyway, they've made Bill and Brown I'm not sure what it was called, but they said it was a special presentation. Didn't really do anything. They were just, you know, putting different episodes together, and it completely sucked. But one thing I noticed was that I think the makers of the show, they actually offended the Irish team.
What is the Irish team?
I think it's just the Irish the Irish group that's actually working on Purple and Brown and
everyone stands in line. You be purple team. You be green team. You will be English team and you will be Irish team. You have offended our honor of Irish team.
That's Japanese. It should be, you know,
a big flag. Guns. But we're just about to finish scene 2 of Purple and Brown episode 304. The one where they get a lamp. A lamp.
But yeah, anyway, since they offended them, they had to make a special St. Patrick's Day episode, and that pretty much sucks because all it was is these little blobs just floating about doing an Irish jig, and it's like
yeah, but wouldn't that offend them more?
I guess so. That's a pretty bad joke.
So we have to make more flying blobs. I think we'll have to go straight on to Fags on MSN.
Who's that?
This is Kirsty Priest.
Hey chick, how are ya?
Yeah. With a starry.
Yeah, Matt. How are you, Matt?
How are you, fine.
Do you want me to take over?
Yeah, you hold the microphone.
Yeah, me and Yana are going to do a bit of a...
Actually, Gert.
Matt. Matt is, I think, is good. Yes? Matt's good. And now we're just waiting for a reply on MSN. Thanks for tuning into the Underline podcast as well. Thank you, all your viewers.
Thanks for the Pip One Round special thing.
Yeah.
I'm good. I really thank you.
What? Thank you, Matt?
W-U-U.
No, what?
Two.
No, what? What you up to, I think she means.
W-U-U.
W. You got the W.
Two.
W-U-D. W-U-U.
Just.
W-U-U.
W-U-U.
Yai. Face. So, yeah, this is MSN Facts. This is probably the faggiest conversation we're ever gonna have.
I think we should do a multi convo with Johnny. Yeah. Johnny.
No, invite
Christian. Yeah, Johnny is in fact the person who was here on the pilot as a special guest. Thanks, John.
So Johnny, what?
No, just put the microphone right where his face on the computer.
Johnny's face. Thank you.
Put cam on.
Sorry.
She is asking Matt to put the cam on. Sorry, hun.
Sorry.
Chica. No cam on this PC.
Is this your cam?
No. Is it? I don't know. Because it says, like...
Probably built in, nah!
Is that some, like, Power Max, like, entertainment thing?
Which is classic webcam.
It does have a picture, but it's all, like, black and stuff, so it might be...
Oh! She is very sad. Oh!
But SpongeBob makes it okay.
Yeah. So, what you all up to?
Johnny says downloading music.
Oh, that's
yeah. That's the stuff.
We can actually use this as evidence in court because Matt downloaded music. Johnny downloaded music.
Yeah. We could be legally. Exactly, Yian. So shut up. Yeah, anyway, Kirsty is quite gutted due to the sad emotion. Oh.
Hanging on a bridge.
Aren't we just?
I probably shouldn't say that. I'm just hanging.
We are actually recording this on a bridge.
Yes, we brought a laptop.
There's a train with lesbians on it.
Oh no!
Hello, lesbians.
Yeah. So back to reality.
I'm very sorry. Very sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, Matt. Nice, clean.
Like, I'm gonna turn it down a bit so you can't really hear
them.
Yeah.
I think you've offended the gay community now, Matt.
Oh no, they're all gonna be after
you're
us.
Gonna say much,
with their right? Flowers. They're gonna be coming after us in pink mobiles.
In wagons.
Yeah.
And then we shall jump in our underlined special car which I shall provide.
It's a scooter with wheels on it.
I made it myself.
Really, Jimmy?
From Legos.
A Lego scooter to get away.
Okay, back to...
The
back
wheels are square.
Yeah, back to MSN. Johnny said something.
What you been up to, home slice? It's not that funny.
Podcast.
Home slice. What's so funny about that?
Home slice.
Oh, home slice. My ghetto-ness.
Then you're the least ghetto person I know.
Thank you.
You're like white trash with girly hair and pink girly arms.
Yeah, well.
And wagon wheels.
Yeah, well, at least I have colour and like Jack's. Oh. Sorry, Jack, if you're listening. But yeah, you are kind of vanilla.
That's not that.
No, he's not. He's like strawberry vanilla. Strawberry blonde.
Banana.
Banana.
That's what I say. Banana.
Peach.
Okay,
chocolate.
Hey, haven't you...
Me as a...
Oh, no, he's found out.
He says, hey, you haven't got me as one of the fags on MSN, have you?
Oh, God.
Should we tell the truth?
No, of course not. We're finished. Of course not.
Tell him we're doing spider time. Awesome. So, yes, John, you are have been fagged on MSN.
Fagalicious.
Should we go to our next segment?
Yeah, which is in fact Skip Bit.
Yes, we're bored of Johnny now.
Yeah,
can I hear it?
I've been looking forward to this all day.
No. Okay, it was written by me. And a little bit of Yian.
Oh, All I said was night, and then Matt came up with the entire idea.
Yeah. You'll see what we mean now.
Okay, this is Skip Bit starring Spaceman as Yayan and Knight as Matthew.
No, it's the other way around. Matthew is Knight and Yayan is Space.
Yeah.
Same diff, lol.
Yeah.
Waffle, waffle, waffle.
Okay, should we start? Okay.
Yeah, 10 more 3 seconds.
I'm going to the moon. I'm going to the moon.
What the hell is that sound, man?
Ah, Space Nintendo system.
No, fool. I'm a space nut.
What?
That's right. I'm Craig the goddamn space nut.
How?
What the hell are you doing?
Huh?
What the hell are you doing, boy?
I'm an astronaut.
No, you're not.
Yeah, and I'm the official space pants. You have to be an astronaut to have official space pants.
Maybe so. Now, give me your official space pants, and I will be an astronaut Craig or Craig it or something.
Help! He's trying to steal my pants!
Damn it, he got away. But as long as my name is Space Knight Craig, I will get those official spacemans. Hey, you there. What the hell are you doing?
I'm a cowboy!
Give me your official cowboy pants.
And so, Space Knight Craig eventually found the spaceman and stole his official space pants, but then was brutally beaten and raped. The end.
And, that's all for Skip Bit. Possibly a couple more episodes in our next few podcasts.
Yeah.
Yes. Involving all sorts of...
Shenanigans.
Shenanigans and people who have odd jobs. Maybe a librarian.
Looking forward to that.
Librarian action. Oh my god, it's time for a quickie quiz! Today we'll be playing Finn and Yayan, and I am the mystery host, Matt. These guys don't know what the questions are, I definitely checked. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Can paraplegics fly?
No.
Where would you find sand?
Beach.
What game character features in the Super Mario series?
Lara Croft.
Oh, how much did Nintendo Wii cost? Name of that inside of the series!
I don't know! What?
What's the camera?
Is it something to take pictures?
CD! Name a CD! Name nine CDs!
Pantera, Cowboys from Hell, Rise Against, I can't remember the name of the album.
Do you have anything?
Slipknot, Subliminal versus Korn, See You on the Other Side,
American Call,
Korn, Life is Peachy, and that's it. Is it?
Okay, none of you got a 9. That means we got a total of, I think Yayan was the winner of that.
Since what that was?
You didn't take part, and that's the end of the quickie quiz. Hooray! Finally, we have music, and we'll be talking about our favourite band this week and why we like them. Finn, do you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. Mine is actually, Korn.
Don't have Kirsty, shut up.
I don't know whether you've heard of them, Korn. K-O-R-N. The reason why I like them, well, I like their vocalist, and they sometimes do good guitar solos, and my favourite song is probably Twisted Transistor. Yoann?
My favourite band is CKY. Why I like him is because I really like the guitar player. What was his name? Chad. That's it.
The green one. The one with purple hair.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be the Hulk?
Oh. Yeah, I bet it is. Anyway. Yeah.
Guess who? CKY and the Hulk.
Anyway, my favorite song is probably 96 Quite Bitter Beings, and I look forward to the album.
My favourite band is Happy Rainbow Go Go Land. Or in other words, Rise Against. Rise Against is like amazing because they're all into like free trade and they're like vegetarians and stuff and they're all like really good musicians. And I have no idea how to play any of their songs. So that means they're good. they're like really inspirational and stuff. Their songs are like amazing.
That either means that they're good or you're crap.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a little bit of both.
I'm gonna top my all time favorite band, Machinist Privacy. They come from Sweden.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite song.
A Sweden band. What's next? A nun that can fly. Nat.
Favorite.
There he goes.
My favorite song would probably have to be 17 on their new album Redeemer. They are a very good band, even though a lot of people haven't heard of them. I'm probably the only one who's heard of them in my year. So yeah, Machinist Supremacy is some.
Hasn't Yain heard of them?
Okay, one song.
Well, there we are then. You're the second. There's only two people.
What song have you heard?
No, I lied.
Exactly.
Then I think you're right.
Yay!
Can you send me a few songs?
Yeah, sure.
Cool. They're like
actually, it's kind of corn, except not that
gay.
Yeah, if you want to call it that thing.
That's a special word that no one knows.
Hmm? Yeah, it's M A C H I N A E, and then you just spell supremacy. So yeah, look for the songs. They are a very, very good band.
Are there any Swedens in them?
Swedish people, do you mean?
Yes.
They're all Swedish, but yes, and they do speak it, and they do speak English.
That is.
How much English?
A lot.
How much?
All the
25.
All
25 English.
25 words from the English dictionary, to be precise, Matthew.
Love, death, knife, blood, blood again. Sacrifice, love, blood.
MSN name usually has a lot of the song lines in them.
Emo.
You're not emo.
You're emo.
I'm not.
Why do you have Finn Finn or Jazzy Finn or something?
Jazzy Finn. Oh yeah, something, you know.
I have stuff like that.
And of course, yeah.
I can be like Ron Burgundy off of Anchorman with that you know that jazz flute scene?
Oh, that's
that legendary.
Jazz flute is for little fairy boys. Why don't you go back to your home on Whore Island?
Clean.
Hmm? No one listens anymore.
Whore is a good word.
It can also mean a type of bread.
Meal.
Oh my god, these silicone burners are falling off!
So.
Discarded silicone. Ooh, I can go in our new King's Mill.
We just completely gone off the topic of music right now.
Yeah, so,
We're gonna watch Silicon Brass and King's Mill.
Yeah, so, if anyone is listening to this, you know, you should really pay attention, because there's, wholemeal bread. Yeah.
That was it. What was that, a joke or a statement or a question? What the hell was that?
It was all of them.
You better watch out for cameras on the loose.
It was an exclamation.
Matt's just gone to throw up. So this is me and Yian, and Yian wants to talk, I believe.
All I want to say is, if any of our listeners go to the Newgrounds audio portal, I just want to say, they all look very, the guys look very angry, so I'm not going to say.
What's it for? You're not advertising on, like, Knox, right?
No, I'm just saying that there's a really good song on there. If you go on the grunge section, there's a song called Run and Gun, not sure who it's by, but it's a really good song, it lasts about 62 seconds, it's very good, I enjoy it.
62 seconds.
I mean it's good because it's short and sweet.
Yeah, shut up.
Like your mom.
Double poo.
That's not very nice.
It is now on
Fox Radio.
Kimberly. And the last segment is shout outs.
I want to say hi to my friend Steph. She's cool. Ghetto.
I just want to say hello to my brother, Kieran. We did it, baby! Yeah!
You can listen to online podcasts.
My shout out is to Charlie, who I like a lot. Love you. I'll see you soon. Take care. You've been listening to Underline Podcast. More information, go to www.underline.co.nr. We can't afford a proper domain. Or underline.podomatic.com.
Yeah, so this is bye from me, Finfin.
Bye from me, Yayan.
Do you have any drums like Finn?
No, I have. No, I'll play my eardrums.
Fantastic. Okay, we'll see you next episode. Thank you for listening. Spiders!